This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Freaking first cut. Golly.
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your Zurich Classic Round 1 recap. And joining me to break it all down, it's Kyle Porter. KP, we almost didn't make it on air to talk about the Zurich. We were very busy talking about other things backstage.
We are just, I feel like I could go for an hour before we even get to the Zurich. I'm reading a bunch of different books, watching shows. I got Nerf wars inside. I could do anything. You just give me a topic and we'll talk about it. But for people listening, they probably don't want to hear about any of that. They probably actually do want to hear about the Zurich Classic.
We are going to talk about the Zurich Classic. And if you're looking for other things to listen to, then let me tell you about the all new Stitcher podcast app. It's been rebuilt from the ground up to make it easier to listen to podcasts on the go or on the revamped web player. Stitcher is home to all your favorite podcasts, from classics like My Favorite Murder, This American Life, and How Did This Get Made? All the CBS shows such as Eye on College Basketball, Fantasy Baseball Today, and of course, your favorite, The First Cut. In Stitcher, you have more control, like setting your download preferences per show and the ability to listen at virtually any speed. With Stitcher, you can listen to your podcast anytime, anywhere. So give the all new Stitcher a try. Download it in the App Store or at stitcherapp.com/download.
Rick, if you were to use the Stitcher app to listen to another podcast besides The First Cut or The Early Edge, which you also appear on, or 300 Yards to Nowhere, which you also do. Yeah, how many podcasts are you on?
I have half a dozen or so.
So if you like, take all of those out of it. What's one that you would listen to on Stitcher?
So,
like, what's your go-to?
This is the no one would peg me for this. So this is the one I'll give out. There's a guy on YouTube who does fast food reviews. He's known as the Review Bra. Okay. So he'll go get the new thing from McDonald's and Burger King or whatever. He also is into shortwave radio, and he's a very compelling kind of weirdish guy. He has a podcast and each episode is like 4 hours long, and I can just like listen to it in the background and learn so much. It's called The Report of the Week. Jacob knows what it is. I don't know if Jacob's ever listened to the podcast, but it's unbelievable. It's like this guy knows everything about everything, and he has the most soothing voice I've ever heard.
The Report of the Week. I've never heard of it. Is it popular?
I have no idea. It's got to be pretty niche because the guy's like popular on YouTube for these food reviews, but he has this like, it's almost like an alter ego, but it's just like him talking about other things, and he'll talk about politics and world matters and food and his suits. He always wears a suit, like a full on, like the guy, he's strange, but he's very interesting.
I need to check that out. I was going to go more mainstream, I think, or maybe that is mainstream and I'm just not with it. Have you ever listened to How I Built This?
Yes. I love that. I haven't listened to it recently, but it's always waiting for me.
Yeah. It's really good. I don't know why we're talking about this, but I was over at a friend's house last night. A couple of guys were over there, backyard deal. And we went for like an hour talking about our favorite How I Built This episodes. And I think my favorite one is the Laura Bar one. Have you heard that one?
No, but we probably keep that company in business. So
I think that's what everybody who eats Laura Bar says, actually, because I'm with you. But one of my buddies, I won't out him because I want this for posterity. Him and the other guy that were there are starting a company together, and he messaged Guy Raz, the host, and he told him, hey, in a couple of years, you're going to be interviewing us for your show, which is sick.
That's some bravado.
It's like, it's like Hello World, right? Like yeah. The tiger thing in 96. So anyway, I thought that was funny. That's not why I started talking about podcasts, but if you do listen to Stitcher, there are a couple of good podcasts for you to download.
We almost vamped long enough to see what Scott Stallings and Bryce Garnett are going to do on their final hole, but we'll put a pin in those guys. We've got a team in at 10 under par, a 62. This is the four ball round one. So everybody playing their own ball, and the best score from the team gets counted for the team's score. And we've got the Norwegian Swingin' Petes up top, Victor Hovland and Christopher Ventura at 10 under KP. This is certainly Ventura. I mean, if you look at world rankings, this would not be one of the favorites, but they certainly got a lot of steam. They were certainly an interesting team when you consider what Hovland brings to the table and the fact that this is such a comfortable pairing that goes a long way in this format.
Yeah, it's funny because if you go back and listen to our Tuesday show, I wanted to like them coming into the week. Like I was looking for reasons to be on board with them, to put a top 10 or whatever. And it didn't add up. I mean, like Ventura is not, he's fine. I think for him, like he's a good Korn Ferry Tour player right now. He's just not at that level where you're like, okay, this makes sense that they would go out and win this tournament. And so if you're looking at it, the path would be, okay, maybe Hovland is playing great golf. Well, he's been playing okay, but he's kind of fallen off. So for them to go out and shoot 62, I didn't expect it. I expected them to do something decent, but I didn't see 62 in there from them early on. So yeah, it's cool. You know, I read their transcript afterwards and they're talking about like, we've played so many rounds together, not just Oklahoma State, but also, and I didn't consider this, I guess, but just the national team in Norway growing up together. So they've done this a lot. And I think it's probably more meaningful an alternate shot, but it's still meaningful anytime you're playing a team event together.
Yeah, there's going to be another level of trust that comes on Friday and eventually on Sunday when you're playing the same ball. The team that we are waiting, they are finishing up on their final hole of the day. It's Bryce Garnett. It's Scott Stallings. They're currently 10 under, so tied with Ventura. Yeah, our the very own Scott Stallings tied with the Norwegians. I was looking at this earlier, KP. So this was the team. This was the most average team in the field, literally. So I combined all of the partners' stats together to get a combined average. And for Garnett and Stallings, they were within 1,000th of a stroke. No, sorry. 1/100th of a stroke of zero in all four major categories. They are like the dead even average team, which I gotta tell you, in this format, that's not the worst, because you just kind of give yourself a lot. Like you don't have any deficiencies, you don't really have a bunch of strengths, you just kind of give yourself enough looks.
Yeah, it's kind of like a much worse version of Cantlay and Xander,
right?
Like much when we worse, talk about, yes. Yeah, a lot worse. I mean, it's all relative, but like when we talk about Cantlay and Xander, we talk about, okay, there's no holes. Right. Like those two. And again, that's another team that I was kind of fading coming into this week. But if you say who are the two most complete players in the world, not the best, but the most complete, it might be Xander and Cantlay. And that's like, again, Stallings and Garnett are not at that level, but it's a little bit the same philosophy, right? If you're looking at how to put four rounds together at this particular event.
Trying to pick out, there's so many interesting names at the top here. So let's do this one. Billy Horschel, Sam Burns, they shot a 9 under 63. Sam Burns accounted for 8 of those birdies. So Billy Horschel, coming into the week we know he was doing some reconnaissance. He was trying to find the right guy, the right partner for the course. I think he found his man.
Yeah, I think he did. Did you expect that from them coming in? You picked them, right?
I did not pick them. I was pretty warm on them. I didn't have them available to use in a one and done. I think I went differently for pick to win, but this was a team that was pretty popular in like the fantasy circles, just because Horschel's won it twice, once as an individual, once as a single guy, and Burns
a single guy.
And like, we love the Burns upside. Like the fact that I mean, he, especially to start the season, he would have two or three legitimate ceiling rounds every single week. And that's super dangerous in this format.
Yeah, it is. But it's just so hard to like, it's almost like the thing where you try to time the stock market, right? Like, and you're like, oh, well, I'm going to try to get in at the bottom and then ride it out. And with Burns, it's like it, and I haven't looked at like the specific numbers, but it seems like way up and then way down. And right. You don't know like when to enter into that. He had, what is that? 8 of their 9 birdies.
Yep. And he had like, and it, I watched them this morning. It felt like he had all of them. And I mean, he had good looks for eagle. I don't think he made one. He was really, really dialed in on Thursday morning.
Yeah. It's interesting because, you know, I think looking at the way some of the cards are constructed is interesting. And some of it is like timing, who puts out first or whatever. But I was like, you almost have like a guy that sometimes you have a guy that's making all the pars and another one that's just kind of going for broke, like bogeys and birdies. That's kind of what happened with Ryan Palmer and John Rahm. I don't know where they did they finish at 7?
They're still out there as last I saw.
I think they were at 7.
They're
under.
Done. Yeah, they're done. 7 under.
And Palmer makes all these pars and then Rahm will chip in a birdie every once in a while. But he also didn't. He didn't play as well as he normally does. So sometimes it's like, well, we'll just pick the two best guys, but there is a little bit of like, okay, this is kind of like, there's a little bit of more strategy than maybe I give it credit for.
There is a incredible value to being the steady guy though, because if you're giving your partner an opportunity to like Bubba and Scheffler this morning, so they ended up going out and I've got a funny tidbit about these guys, but they went out, shot a 64. It's 8 under. They're well in the mix of this. They were all over the place. Like it was these, they were just playing their own ball, going for broke. There is a lot of value into being the Billy Horschel, which is hit the middle of the fairway, hit the middle of the green. No, you're not going to take worse than par any hole and have one of these super high upside guys just start going for pins.
Well, and that's what happened. So front nine, Rahm and Ryan Palmer, Palmer makes eagle at 2 and then he makes 5 pars in a row. And I went back and looked and Rahm was, he was kind of in there to make par on a lot of those, but not all of them. And so it is valuable because you're right. Like you hold a round together. You to make a bogey here or 2 bogeys is just so deflating.
You can't.
Cause then you start pressing and it's like, it just, you know, it can get kind of sideways. So yeah, I don't know. It's certainly interesting.
Sam Burns made the most birdies on Thursday. He made 8. With 7 was Christopher Ventura and Kyle Stanley. Brian Stewart, Mark Hubbard each made 6. So those were your like individual birdies. And again, you could have two guys who have birdie looks and the guy makes it first. So it's not perfect, but it's out there. Scheffler and Bubba did in fact reveal how they became a team. And it was essentially Bubba texted 8 or 9 guys. They all said no. Scotty texted 4 or 5 guys. They all said no. And they just hooked up.
did you see the video of this?
Yeah, where they're just standing there in front of like it's not their presser, I guess they're just taking questions.
And Scheffler like tells the story and he kind of does it in a way of like, hey, he seemed like he was kind of joking, but maybe not. Like I couldn't really tell. And then everybody looks at Bubba and he's like, yeah, that's pretty much how it went. Which was just the way he said it was really funny. There's a lot of big names at the top of this board though, you know. Cantlay and Xander, I'm fascinated by what they do tomorrow because somebody was pointing this out. They went 2-0 in alternate shot at the President's Cup. Usti and Schwartzel have had a ton of success here. Leishman and Cam Smith shot 63, so it feels like, we haven't even talked about Cam Champ and Tony Finau, but it seems like kind of some of the bigger names. I don't know where Wolf and Morikawa ended up, but some of the bigger names had pretty good first rounds on Thursday.
Yeah, Wolf and Morikawa were only 2 under. They are certainly going to need a big day in alternate shot, which doesn't feel like their best format, but we shall see. We're going to talk about what's going to happen on Friday and potentially for the rest of the week. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back. So alternate shot on Friday. This is where things start to really, you know, parse themselves out. We're going to find there's going to be a lot worse scores. I think Mark said the lowest any team has ever shot in that format is a 65, something like that. While the record for four ball is like, there's been multiple 60s that have been shot. So there's certainly going to be not nearly the scoring. And what are we looking for? Because we can take this from a couple of different angles. We can take it from the experience angle. That's the Cantlay, Xander. These guys have literally played alternate shot together. We could take it from complementary skill sets angle. We could take it from a comfort angle. How do you want to approach this?
Well, I think it's, can the teams that you don't really expect to be good at alternate shot, can they play well on Friday? Right. So I look at like Cam Champ and Finau and you're like, yeah, it makes sense that they would be good in best ball, but are they going to be good in alternate shot? You know, like Champ, his short game's just not very good. And, you know, if one of them starts spraying it off the tee a little bit, it's like, hey, it could shoot like 76 tomorrow. So I think that's the thing where it's like, which teams do you feel like can go the lowest on Saturday? And can they just kind of keep it together on Friday to give themselves a chance to shoot another 62, 63, 64 in the third round when they go back to best ball?
Here are the odds. So Cam Smith and Mark Leishman are the favorites over at William Hill. They're 6-1. I like that team. Schauffele and Cantlay 7.5-1. Rahm and Palmer 9-1 still. They were, I think they're 7 under at the moment. So they've got a little bit of work to do. So here's what I kind of think. Here, KP, there are teams that have deficiencies, which I think deficiencies get magnified in this alternate shot format on Friday. Like the Keegan Bradley, Brendan Steele team. I like that team a lot this week. They certainly scare me in alternate shot. That's where I'm worried. I also love the Bubba and Scotty Scheffler team. Very worried about alternate shot for those guys because playing with Bubba ain't easy. Like it's not playing his ball. It's just different guys that are super solid. Like I'm pretty bullish on Friday about Xander Cantlay, Leishman Smith, even like the Horschel Burns team, man. Like they just,
yeah.
Horschel's not going to get you in trouble.
Schwartzel Usti.
Yeah. That's kind of the way I'm taking this.
Yeah. I think that's good. I had something else on, I forgot what I was going to say.
While you're thinking about that, do you want to take a guess at who's in last place? If you don't scroll down, if you haven't yet.
I think I saw it. Is it Piercy and Akshay?
No, they actually played well. They were 7 on.
Is it Arjun Atwal?
Yeah. So he's one of them. Arjun Atwal and Kirdet Afi Barnrat are 1 under. They're in the clubhouse. So there's a couple teams at 1 under, but the most surprising certainly has to be the Kisner Scott Brown team, which is, this has been their jam for however many years.
Yeah, that is surprising. I don't know. I know what I was going to say. I had Keegan and Brendan Steele top 10. I really liked, I think it was top 10, maybe top 20. I really liked them coming in, but you're right. Like it's alternate shot might not go well.
Right.
It feels like it's Xander and Cantlay's tournament to lose, right?
Probably.
I don't know. Yeah. Cam Smith and Leishman have been playing really well.
Yeah. Yeah. One of those two teams. And that's why they're the favorites. But yes, I do think that this leaderboard is going to be very telling this time tomorrow when some of these teams at the top only shoot 1 under or whatever. Like it's really hard to try to determine where we're at this point in the tournament.
Do you know what the worst? So this tournament's been going on for 3 years. The worst first round, it wasn't the first round in 2017, but the first best ball round score has been by the eventual winner.
Oh, by the eventual winner? Oh my God. Yeah. It's got to be the worst. Okay. So it's got to be like,
because I think that's helpful when you're, when we're talking about like, okay, who's kind of in this?
65 or 66?
It was 65.
Okay.
So 65.
So that's
64 and 62 were the three first best ball scores by the eventual champion. So yeah, I think the 7, 8, 9, 10, there's just, it's hard if you're, everybody's so bunched up there, it's going to be kind of chaotic, I think, over the next at least 2 days. Then so by Sunday, it kind of feels like it separates out and the guys at the top are just trying not to shoot something over par.
Right. Right. So if we go by that logic, there's 24 teams at 7 under or better. It keeps alive Rahm and Palmer. It keeps alive Willett and Hatton. It keeps alive, obviously, Cantlay, Schauffele, Smith, Leishman, and all those other names. So that's basically at the deepest we would go.
Yeah.
Okay, KP. Anything else? Fun little Thursday.
Yeah, it's great. It's I think that's all I got. You can hit me up on Twitter for all your other podcast needs.
Hit up Kyle Porter for all your other podcasting needs. You can find him on Twitter at Kyle Porter CBS. You can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. And we'll catch you next time.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.